Time to join Joan Lewis, EWTN's Bureau Chief here in Rome. She brings us the Vatican Week in review. So welcome back, Joan. We're really lucky, as always, on Fridays. It's a good time to record. It's always sunny on Fridays here in Rome.
You know, it has been for months now. It's an amazing thing. The other days of the week have been very rainy and very cold, but Fridays do seem to smile on us. But, you know, I feel like we never left the studio from last week. It was another active week for those of us who cover the Vatican, for the Holy Father. And I have to say, I had some personal satisfactions this week in that the new patriarch of the Chaldean Church is someone I've known for a number of years. It was the Archbishop Louis Sacco of Kirkuk who was elected during the synod here in Rome as the patriarch. And the Holy Father met him on Monday, and there was a mass also in St. Peter's to express the communion between the Chaldean Church and Rome. So that was one very satisfying personal moment. And a second one...
Don't tell me it's connected to Zubin Mehta.
It is connected to Zubin Mehta. Monday evening, there was a concert in the Vatican to mark the 84th anniversary of the Lateran Pacts between the Vatican and Vatican City State, which was created on February 11th in 1929. And to commemorate those pacts, the president of Italy was there with his wife. He was there with the Pope. But I got very excited when I heard about Zubin Mehta being the conductor of this wonderful event, simply because I have a nephew by marriage whose name is Zubin Mehta. My nephew and the conductor's fathers were first cousins. I got to meet him, so that was lovely. And the other personal experience, until May 1st, an art exhibit officially inaugurated Wednesday night and opened Thursday at Castel San Angelo called the Cammino di Pietro, the Path of Peter, and it's St. Peter's Journey in the Faith. Visit Castel Sant'Angelo because the castle itself is amazing. And then to have this bonus of this beautiful art exhibit, do follow the journey of Peter.
So talking about Peter, let's talk about the successor of Peter.
You mean the Pope? Yes, exactly. The Holy Father.
Well, Sunday Angelus.
The Sunday Angelus. As always, before the Angelus, he reflects on the readings of the day. And then afterwards, if there's an appeal to be made, the Pope always does that. The Pope talked about Jesus reads a prophecy from Isaiah regarding the Messiah, and he makes it known to his elders that this Messiah is him. It is Jesus. And, of course, then his fellow countrymen and everything are rather confused at this. And is this the son of Joseph? But how could he also be the Messiah? And Jesus talks about, he said it's natural to say that people are not accepted by their own. They might be accepted out of their own town or home country, but they're usually not accepted. They're rejected by those who know him, of all things. The Pope said when Jesus knew there would be kind of a rupture when he said these words, you know, I am the Messiah. And so why would he do that? And it said, in the beginning, the Pope said, in the beginning, people admired him. And perhaps he could have even gotten them to agree on a lot of things. But this was the point, said the Pope. Jesus did not come to seek the agreement of humanity, as he will tell Pilate in the very, very end, but he came to testify to the truth. So another lesson in our own faith, in this year of faith for us. So that was the Angelus Sunday. The week kind of unrolled as it does almost every week. The traditional events are the Angelus and the Wednesday audience, and then in between you have other events like the Pope meeting the new patriarch of the Chaldeans. And
a quiet Tuesday, as always.
A quiet Tuesday, preparing for the Wednesday audience. That's when the Holy See Press Office will have the different Tuesdays and Thursdays, usually, or in this week, Tuesday and Wednesday, press conferences for events, announcing books, publications, the art exhibit. There was a big conference on that in the press office Wednesday, announcing this art exhibit at Castel San Angelo. And then Tuesday, there was a conference with Archbishop Paglia, the fairly new head of the Council for the Family. This was entitled From Milan to Philadelphia because the meeting of families that was in Milan last June, the next one will be held in 2015 in Philadelphia. And he and a couple from Milan, a married couple, spoke of the benefits, the fruits of the June 2012 family meeting and a look to the future. So there were those press conferences, and the Pope this week is meeting with the bishops of Italy. It's their turn for their every 5-year mandatory ad limina visit. And so the different regions come and meet with the Holy Father. And as Benedict has been doing in recent years, unlike for many decades with John Paul in the beginning of Benedict's pontificate, he would meet with a group of bishops, meet individually, then meet that region, that area as a group, and give them a talk. Now, Holy Father gives a talk covering important issues for that particular bishops' conference. He only gives a talk every two or three regions. He did the same thing for America. I think it was 15 or so regions, and he gave like five talks instead of 15 different talks.
Joan, getting to the Wednesday General Audience, he continued his catechesis for the Year of Faith. Now he's been speaking about the Creed.
That was a brilliant, brilliant. You just have to go to the website of the Vatican. It's there, folks, in all the different languages. So you can find his catechesis. And he's talking each week about different words of the Creed. This is the Year of Faith, the Creed, what we believe, what our faith is. And so he talked this week about God as creator of heaven and earth. And The Pope's words were really almost poetic on this. And he said, you know, the world has meaning as a part of the divine plan, a plan which in a special way embraces man and woman in the culmination of God's creative activity. And he said, the scriptures teach us man was created in the image and likeness of God, formed from the dust of the earth. And so again, the Pope is talking about the creator of heaven and earth, and part of earth, of course, is not only the physical earth around us, but man and woman. And the Pope got into another lesson when he was talking about man being created in the image and likeness of God. He said, here we see the basis not only of the unity of the human family, but also of our inviolable human dignity. And he said, we see something of the mystery of man as a finite creature. However, he's called to a sublime role in God's eternal plan. And then the Pope said the tragedy of Adam's sin, which falsifies our original relationship with God, this has affected our relationship with one another and the world itself. So a very, very beautiful catechesis. And I have to say, you know, throughout time, in the years, the decades I've been in the Vatican, covering the Vatican and so forth, you say to yourself at a certain point, how can, in this instance, a pope take a certain subject and constantly make it new? How much can you say about faith or the dignity of man? Or what? But they always make it new. They find new words, new expressions to tell us about our faith, to tell us about our humanity, to tell us about Jesus.
We had a little bit of culture this week in the Vatican, didn't we?
Oh, actually, it ends Saturday, the 9th of February. But for the first time, I believe, in the plenary session of any body of the Roman Curia, the first session, which was the night of the 6th, was open to the public. And it was very near where we are recording right now, the auditorium of Lumsa University, which, so not in the offices of the Pontifical Council. There was a rock concert. And Cardinal Ravasi, who heads the Council for Culture, because their theme is emerging youth cultures, he said, you know, we've got to get to know young people. We've got to dedicate our time and our talents to also looking at young people. They are the present of the church. They're the future of the church. They're the hope of the church and of the world. But the only way that we can effectively work with them and for them is to know them. And so he delved into a lot of rock music even before the council began its plenary session.
You say he was listening to Amy Winehouse.
Yes, exactly. And there was a group called The Sun present. So you had this meeting opening the plenary session, the meeting open to the public, but obviously also the members, the cardinals and the bishops and so forth, the members of the council. So the Pope's address, it's almost too bad everybody that was there at the rock concert couldn't have heard these wonderful words of the Pope, because he met the group Thursday morning, but the bishops and the consultors and so forth of the council. And he really stressed the fact that with young people today, we can't use cliched phrases. We have to get to know the new realities, including, and Cardinal Ravasi is an expert on this, including all of the ways that they learn and communicate with the social media. Cardinal Bravassi himself tweets all the time. He did, this is very interesting, because Cardinal Bravassi is known for vis-a-vis social networks, and he's an avid Twitter follower and anti-tweets. And he invited young people, this was early on, he invited young people to send questions and comments on emerging youth cultures to at the hashtag reply to the number two, Bravassi, reply to Bravassi. So it'll be interesting to find out on the last day of the plenary of culture whether or not young people have been in touch with the cardinal. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful because if you look in the recent years, you look at synods that have talked a lot about young people, the synod of last fall, you had so many of the bishops talking about the youth and calling them, one Nigerian bishop in particular, the present of the church. They're not just the future. They might be future parents and priests and teachers, but they are the present of the church. So I think it'll be very interesting when the plenary is over to see what the different acts are, what documents they produce, what fruits, what promises, what programs. It'll be very interesting to follow on this plenary.
Well, we'll find out more next week then, Jeff.
We will. We'll report on that.
And you were listening there to Joan Lewis, EWTN's bureau chief here in Rome.